This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're reacting to ESPN.com's top 10 list of quarterbacks last 40 years. They pulled 10 lifers, coaches, GMs, had them rank the QBs, and then put the list together. We gave you our lists, 800-636-1067. David's in Tyson's. Hey, David.
David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's
love
up?
The show, first of all. I'm pretty content with the way things are at the moment, but I got to go. Let me preface. I'm the biggest Peyton Manning fan in the world, but I still can't put him above Tom Brady as much as I would love to. I got to go Brady 1. And then the top 5 is still I still got. So Brady 1, 2 would be Manning, 3 would be Rodgers, and then it would be Marino. And then also Elway. I forgot about Joe Montana. Sorry, it pushes Elway out of my my top five. It puts Montana four. I have Montana fourth. I want to say one thing though, is I feel like if Aaron Rodgers he finishes with a more powerful resume, I'm very content moving him up because I think if all players playing at their best, I think he's unbelievable.
Agreed. And there's some old school thinkers, guys like Mike Shanahan, who would tell you, well, he needs to win another Super Bowl. I just don't view it through that lens.
I think if he does, it'll change for some people, which is unfortunate. But
it definitely will. But like, would we have viewed Peyton Manning's career different if he didn't get his second ring, which he got in a year where he didn't play well because he was on a dominant Denver team with a great defense? I guess some people would have viewed him as a lesser quarterback. He really didn't have a lot to do with that Super Bowl run. The best days he had were spent well before that. Cordell's in D.C. Hey, Cordell.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
First, I would like to say if I had to make a list, my top five is easily Brady, Peyton, Montana. I'm going to go Marino, and then I'll go Rodgers with 5. People have been saying about the eras being different, and I'll agree with that. The eras are different, but you guys touched on it. The defenses are so much faster, and I don't think that's something that we can underestimate because – It's good when you're a quarterback and you can have all day to sit back in the pocket when you have DNs that run over 5 flats in a 40, whereas now you got DNs coming in running 4.5s, 4.6s.
Yeah.
So it's a different game now, yes, but it's a much faster game and it's harder to adjust. As a quarterback, you have to get the ball out your hands fast.
I think that's the great point, and I think that's the hardest thing about playing quarterback is how quickly you have to process and do everything. And you have to do it way quicker now than you used to. If so facto, it's harder to play quarterback now than it used to be.
In some ways, but in other ways, it's easier because you can't get hit.
I think it's easier to put up big numbers now than it ever was. It's easier to put up elite totals. Guys like Kirk Cousins can go throw for almost 5,000 yards and 25 touchdowns, having a solid season. You couldn't have done that in the past because the game is different. It's officiated different. The rules are set up for him.
I mean, you're throwing it 600 times a year now.
Right.
You're dropping back more times than ever. The ball's coming out quicker by design.
But the process of dropping back, reading defense, getting ball out, getting ball away from defender, I think those things have all kind of gotten more difficult as players have gotten better. Let's go to Chris, who's in D.C. Hey, Chris.
What's up, fellas? To me, I always, people who play in harsh environments, Aaron Rodgers to me is the best quarterback ever because he's only had 1,000-yard rushing his whole entire life. John Elway's 2. I have to go Phil Montana 3 and Dan Marino 4. When you play in bad environments, I mean, no offense to Drew Brees. Steve Young, I will always call the luckiest NFL quarterback known to man. Had he stayed in Tampa Bay with the bad Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we would not know who he is.
Yeah, we wouldn't care.
Okay, we wouldn't care. So your situation does mean a lot to me. Kelly, who played in an awful stadium, put up big numbers. People like Troy Aikman. I'm curious. Troy Aikman, fellas, only had 4 good seasons out of 10. But he won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, Cowboys fans will always say Troy Aikman is better than Romo, but Romo's numbers are way crushes Troy Aikman.
Right.
So where do you guys stand on that? I mean, Troy Aikman technically only had 4 good seasons out of 10.
First, let me say, Chris, I think your point about environment is a really, really good one that I hadn't thought about that much. And we talked about this, you know, earlier, I think, about probably earlier in the year.
What did he mean? Like bad weather? What did it mean?
Yes. First of all, that's the point I think is brilliant, which is Drew Brees plays all his games, home games indoors, and probably another two or three indoors in visiting stadiums. Also an NFC South quarterback, so he's in Charlotte. Normally the weather's decent there. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, in Tampa Bay as an example. Whereas if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're playing at Chicago at Soldier Field in December. You're playing at Lambeau Field for your home games. I actually think that's a really smart, good point.
Elway's playing in the snow a lot behind Denver. Yeah.
Absolutely. Jim Kelly, frigid in Buffalo, but had to deal with that.
But it's interesting, though. Sometimes we hold the running game against somebody. Sometimes we don't. So for Jim Kelly, for example, they had a great running game. That fast attack that they had with Thurman Thomas was outstanding. Yeah. One of the best all-purpose backs ever K-gun that nobody ever offense. Talks about. So it's not as if Drew Brees has had juggernaut running games and great defenses. He's had to play
by
shootouts.
Design, by the way. It's like Kirk Cousins. Part of why he's put up such great numbers is because they can't run the ball.
They can't run.
They throw it so much. New Orleans throws it a million times. I don't know if it's because they can't run it. It's because Sean Payton doesn't like to. He and Sean McVay are cut from the same cloth in that way, I think. But if you ran the ball more often, see Dak Prescott, you're not going to put up the same numbers because a lot of those yards are going to your tailback, and you don't need to throw the ball down the field every single time. Carlos and Brandywine.
Yes. Hey, Grant, I just had to call in to support you.
I want to hear what you're saying, especially because you agree with me. I'm going to put you on hold because I think he was going to be on the Elway is overrated train. So I'm going to put him on hold, and hopefully we can sort out his phone. Jane, Falls Church, go ahead.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, guys. You're children. You have to understand that. I'm 70 years old. I'm 70 years old, and I know the parameters of this discussion, but you cannot have a discussion of the best quarterbacks ever, which is what you said, without considering Wyatt Tittle, Bart Starr,
Unitas.
In fairness, and I think you said you knew this, but this was based on quarterbacks since 1978.
Well, I know that, but you said best quarterbacks ever.
Right, right.
And you can't have best ever without considering a whole bunch of people who were around long before you were. Your parents are thought of.
Yeah, I think was the merger in like 80? Wasn't it about that time? 79?
The
I think.
AFL, NFL.
So, yeah, yeah, I think it was because it was right around 79. It's basically of the time frame of the NFL as we know it now.
Right.
Which is why they did it that way. Again, Thank you for the call, though.
They picked 78 because it's the NFL changed some rules, blocking, coverage rules that allowed forward passing. Some of the people that you mentioned, it was still a penalty when there was an incomplete pass.
Right.
So with all due respect to them, I'm sure they were great in their time. Nobody saw them play A and B. This is kind of the new era. I think Dan Fouts is the sort of the leader of the new school, so to speak, since then, where guys drop back a whole bunch more and use the passing game sometimes, West Coast offense style, almost as your running game.
Let's go to Brian in Spotsylvania. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that the original gunslinger was Jim Kelly. I take championships, you know, aside, and no, he didn't win one. He went to four straight Super Bowls.
He did.
But he was the original gunslinger before Brett Favre, and, I mean, he was must-see TV. So I don't know how he doesn't make the list.
He, to me, should absolutely be in consideration for the top 10. Here's the major hole in my game is Dan Fouts. I don't have a whole lot of intel on Dan Fouts. I could look up numbers on NFL.com. That's about the extent of what I've got on that.
So it's hard for me with Jim Kelly. And I know that this all happened when I was a kid, while Montana was – you know, to me, the gold standard, and you'll never convince me otherwise. Kelly was doing some of it during kind of the same time period. He was really good as well. I always felt like, though, for some reason, I don't hold Montana's weapons against him, but I do for Jim Kelly. It's bias.
His numbers are stupid.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I have that feeling, because the caller's right. Whether he was dumping it off to Thurman Thomas or hitting Andre Reed or whoever else, that offense was awesome. It was fun. That hurry-up thing, the K-gun that they were doing was exciting. That defense with Bruce Smith and Daryl Talley and company was always awesome. Those teams are really good, and they should have won a Super Bowl. If Scott Norwood hit a field goal, we remember this whole thing differently.
I think Kelly, if they would have gone top 15, would have been included.
He was.
Same with a guy like Troy Aikman.
He was just outside the top top 10 Kelly was.
But he's probably in that close but not on the top 10 list.
He should be ahead of Aikman to me.
800-636-1067. If you've got a thought you'd like to expound upon as we talk all-time quarterbacking play, at least over the last 40 years in the NFL. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Also, still got to get to the comments of Ted Leonsis about our business and the fact that we don't do enough to help the Washington Mystics. You're listening to The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.